It's getting exciting in the VR world. And one of the reasons we wanted Greg to be in studio with us today is because of this, your particular expertise in this. This is Google Cardboard based. Google showed off cardboard at their I.O. It's a very inexpensive. How much was this, John?
25.
This is 25 bucks, but it's a little more solid. It's got one of the things I don't like about cardboard, you have to hold it to your, like a ViewMaster, you have to hold it to your head. So this has a strap. You still put your phone in here. This is actually kind of smart because the phone is a very powerful computer with a very good screen. Right. It really adds everything you need to do VR to what is basically just a holder.
Stereoscopic viewing visor.
Galaxy does Samsung does the same thing with the Galaxy VR. I bought one of those for my Galaxy S6. I had an amazing experience the other night. I had got the on Saturday, or I guess it was Friday, I got the VR in the mail. And we were having the sixth grade graduation party for Lisa's son. So we had a lot of kids, and I thought, oh, this is cool. I said, kids, you're going to think back. I remember in 2015, that crazy guy showed me these. I experienced VR for the first time. And I think that those kids, I have to say, I was very negative about VR. I have changed my tune. Mm. I feel like those kids are going to experience for the first time on Friday something that's going to be a big part of their life going forward. But I didn't get a chance to play with the Galaxy VR, so I got in bed, and I said, Lisa, I hope you don't mind, but I'm gonna just play with this a little bit. So first thing I learned, you can't lie on your back, because it knows where it's oriented. You have to sit up. And then I found a Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, I've done that one. That one's cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're on stage with them.
Oh, you're on stage, and they're performing all the way around you, and anywhere you look, there's something going on. I got so excited, I jumped out of bed, and I'm going, oh, and it's really like an experience of Cirque du Soleil. Now, the resolution's noticeably lower than real life. There's some suspension of disbelief that has to go on. And, obviously, you look like an idiot. But the experience was, to me, an eye-opener. I feel like, oh, I get it. I'm not that interested in VR gaming. It makes me nauseous to have moving through a game when I'm not moving.
Right.
I feel like that's not a good thing for me.
No.
But I love these VR experiences. There's a Paul McCartney concert. You can sit on stage.
I've done that one too.
And isn't that cool? And Beck also.
Beck?
Yeah.
I think that's a really good use for it. And Google, of course, announced that Apollo platform. I'm sorry, what is it called? Jump.
Right.
Platform with 16 cameras, and I imagine that's what they're using, and they're just putting it in the middle of.
Well, a lot of VR now is 360 video. So what it is it shoots a special image, and then your head and the sensors in your visor, whatever system it is, allows you to have a rectified image, which is a sphere in which you're looking around.
Right.
From the point of view of the 360 camera.
You can even look down and see kind of the base of the camera.
Right. Sometimes you can see artifacts that show the stitching between the cameras or the base
the of the camera. The stitching's gotten very good. This Cirque du Soleil was, as far as I could tell, perfect.
Right.
There was no distortion, no weird parallax.
Yeah. And Oculus just bought one of the major stitching companies called Kolor, K-O-L-O-R.
Yeah.
Was it Oculus. Or Google, yeah.
Oh, no, Google bought Kolor.
Yeah. So what's happening, Google, Facebook, a.k.a. Oculus, and Apple are all scooping up companies.
What's Apple doing?
Filing patents.
That would be great to know.
Apple bought Matteo, which is an AR company, and there are probably a lot of other acquisitions we don't know about right now.
I was kind of skeptical of virtual reality. That's where you have to put on a helmet and you seal out the world.
Yeah, you're occluded from the
world. Occluded. And I was more excited when I saw Microsoft's HoloLens.
Yeah.
I thought augmented reality, where I'm seeing the world with additions. That's really the future. But I think now
still look like a
you
dork.
Can put two stereo cameras on a VR system and have it act like an AR system.
In fact,
so you can see around you.
You can do that with cardboard. The camera, you make the camera active.
Right.
Now, cardboard seems to be compatible with Oculus. In other words, the demos I download for Oculus seem to work on my...
That's cool.
Yeah. And vice versa.
They're all just spin-offs from stereoscopic rendering.
Right. It's two pictures.
Right. Right and left eye image and point of view changes.
So there really isn't anything that would make this, hardware specific, or is there? You could, I guess.
Well, I posed a good question to Palmer Luckey at CES that a lot of VR is going mobile, like the Samsung that you have. And some of these experience packages, like the Paul McCartney, singing, or the Beck, song, are 200, 150 megabyte download packages.
Huge. Yeah.
So if you're on T-Mobile and you've got a 6 gigabyte cap, and then all of a sudden you try a bunch of VR stuff out, you've blown your cap after just a couple of days. So there are going to be some real problems in the future. And some of these devices will have Wi-Fi, and they'll have local memory where when they see a Wi-Fi hotspot that they can get on, they'll download a 900 megabyte asset package. And then the only thing that'll be streaming will be the positional information if you're in a shared metaverse or a shared reality, knowing where you are and where they are, where everyone else is.
Could I buy a jump camera or make a jump camera, put it right there, and you could watch this show as we make it, as if you're sitting in the audience?
Yeah, very easily.
You could do it in real time, right?
Yeah, it's just one other stream.
Can you do the stitching in real time?
It's a warped image. The stitching takes place on in a platform that the cameras are connected to.
So it has to be a pretty heavy-duty processor.
It can work in real time.
Yeah. It can work in real time.
Yeah, it's
one of the thoughts somebody next door had at the Pixel Core is theater.
Theater, yeah.
I thought Cirque du Soleil was an example, kind of a circus, but it's theater also.
Mm-hmm.
Characters are interacting with each other, but you can look around as they talk to each other.
It's not strict rendering-based gaming VR where the characters are actually rendered characters in 3D. It's more like surround photography,
right,
where you only can participate in a point of view change.
In a way, that's superior because you don't get the uncanny valley. I'm looking at a real picture of a real person.
Yeah.
There's nothing like a real picture of a real person. It's a remarkable experience. I've come around.
As the frame rate gets faster, the field of view gets wider, the resolution gets higher, the weight gets lower, and the power efficiency decreases as well. The idea that you can have a personal device, which is yours, that you don't have to share,
right,
that you can bring everywhere in a bowling bag, makes it a very practical platform for people to experience theater, learning.
I want to use it in the nursing home. I just want to sit there in my chair and have a life without ever leaving the nursing home.
Well, this is a picture of the nursing home of the future.
That's what I think. Everyone. We'll all be like Wally, just sitting here consuming our... But, these already are. There's no power in this because the phone does all the work.
It's just a lens.
It's very lightweight. It's just a holder.
It's a lens apparatus.
Yeah. And, you can get these for a buck if you use cardboard. Yeah. And this is $25. The Gear VR is a little more pricey. It's $200.
Well, the Oculus, the high-end Oculus.
And by the way, that's the Gear VR is Oculus. It says powered
it's made by
Oculus.
Right. Yeah. Well, they've been collaborating with them to tweak all the software and everything else so it works well and doesn't burn up the phone.
Right.
And John Carmack has been very hands-on in all the really minutiae of the microprogramming that has to go into making that work well.
Of course, the game designer from id who did Quake and Doom.
He's chief technology officer.
CTO over at... He was so excited by this, he said...
Yeah.
I want to work for you guys.
And he's been doing a great job. And most of his talks from Oculus are online. They're very technical. So if you're into the technology of it, you can just watch these talks online and become very, very smart very quick.